The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well. Let us quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love the neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. And our penitential Kyries for the season of Epiphany. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and make his face to shine on us. Lord, have mercy. May your ways be known on earth, your saving power to all nations. Christ, have mercy. You, Lord, have made known your salvation and reveal your justice in the sight of the nations. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the second Sunday after Epiphany. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Psalm 139, starting at verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You mark out my journeys and my resting place. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me so high that I cannot attain it. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I know your marvelous works, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written, as day by day they were fashioned, when as yet none of them were there. How deep are your counsels to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I count them, they are more in number than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 1, beginning at verse 43. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I continue to encourage you to tune in and watch our online service, which this morning is an all-in service. So please do sing along with the worship and as the prayers and readings and for the message that Jono and Seb have for us this morning. I hope you are blessed and encouraged. And as you hear the words from Psalm 139, as you hear our gospel words from John, know that God sees you, know that God loves you, and understands where you are at, knows what is going on in your mind, whether you say it out loud or whether you are thinking it. Be encouraged, and be blessed, and know that you can meet the needs of those around you as well by text message, seeing how others are, but also reach out if you also yourself need help in whichever way possible. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. As the first disciples came to faith in Christ, so may the church be faithful in following him. May she be made worthy to know and reveal the mystery of salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Where there is hostility between nations and races, where a name can arouse suspicion, bring the peace of Christ. Teach all people to trust one another and find friendship for each in seeking the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us all to guide in the right way those who are near to us. Let the homes within our own community be blessed with the presence of the Lord. May those who are living in fear, may they know your love, your peace. Have mercy on all who are imprisoned in all feuds and rivalries, who have ceased to believe in the power of good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring to you this morning those who are ill, those that need your touch of healing. Grant that all will know your love and your peace, will have your healing hand on them. For those who are living in fear and those who are desiring vaccines as soon as possible, God, we pray for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those whom we have loved, who have departed, to whom heaven has been opened and the divine vision granted. May our faith in this world bring us to follow Christ until we also come into eternal life. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Again, I encourage you this day to reach out to those that you can to share the peace of God that you have experienced and that you want your neighbor to know as well. As we come to this time of communion again, I encourage you to have some bread or wine, a biscuit or some juice, whatever it is, to remind you of the love, the peace, the presence, and the reality of Jesus in your life. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. O Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, and we will pray prayer one. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. For Jesus Christ our Lord, who in human likeness revealed your glory to bring us out of darkness into the splendor of his light. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So may the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And may the blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. God of glory, you nourish us with bread from heaven. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So may Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.